From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, how we deal with risk and how people in one small town react to terror alerts. But first, aftershocks today along parts of California's central coast following yesterday's 6.5 magnitude earthquake. Two women died in Paso Robles, a city near the epicenter. Dozens of people were injured and scores of buildings damaged. Governor Schwarzenegger quickly scheduled a visit to the area today. And scientists are busy studying the raw data that yesterday's quake provides. Kate Hutton is a seismologist at Caltech in Pasadena. She joins us. Hello, Kate. First, about these aftershocks, how long are they going to go on? And are they as dangerous as the original quake?
Well, aftershocks normally decay with what we call exponential curve, which means they become less frequent with time progressively. And so most of them were yesterday, and it's in the process of becoming less frequent today and over the next few weeks. We could see an isolated, large or feelable aftershock even years later, but most of them will be this week or next week. It's considered right now about a two-thirds to three-quarters chance of having a magnitude 5-plus aftershock sometime this week. And that wouldn't normally cause damage, but if a building was already damaged by the main shock, it might cause further damage.
This quake yesterday, this was along a fault line that was previously unknown. Is that correct?
Well, actually, it wasn't widely known, but it did have a name, which meant that geologists had mapped it. And apparently, geologists confirmed that there was surface rupture along the oceanic fault, which is the one we were talking about yesterday. So the chances are very good that that's the fault that caused this earthquake.
So what are you already learning from this? What happens when these things goes off and occurs?
Well, the main thing that we're doing is, and USGS in Menlo Park, which really covers this area better than we do.
That's the federal U.S.
Geological Survey, right, making sure that all the data is collected and archived properly for further study. In the first day, we are only able to do very superficial analysis.
In terms of damage from earthquakes, do you learn something from the data that you get from something like this that will help you predict future earthquakes?
Well, as far as damage is concerned, we didn't really learn too much from this earthquake because we already knew it. Almost all of the damage is due to URMs or unreinforced masonry buildings that were not retrofitted. And we've known that since 1933 when talk started of banning that type of construction in California because of the earthquakes. And as far as predicting earthquakes, that's a totally different question. And the one thing that we have not been able to get is the date. So we can have a good idea statistically how many earthquakes can happen and which areas are the most risky. But as far as predicting ahead of time when it's going to happen, we're still very far from that.
When you sense something like that, is your reaction, your personal reaction, one of fear and concern or excitement about the possibility that, hey, there's another earthquake and I can get more data?
Well, there's two aspects to it. One is concern, obviously. I mean, if I feel a big rolling earthquake, that means it's a very large earthquake somewhere and damage is probably happening. But I have sort of trained myself over the years just to get to work as fast as possible. And, you know, that's mainly what goes through my head.
Kate Hutton, a seismologist at Caltech in Pasadena. Thank you very much for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Well, thank you.